You're now walking down what used to be one of the most fashionable streets in London, Pall Mall or Pall Mall. Built up during the reign of King Charles II, many wealthy people and noblemen desired houses in this area because they all flanked St. James's Park, where Charles II loved to host elaborate parties. The parties the king threw would often revolve around a ball game called Pall Mall, a similar game to croquet. The area here became so well known for these parties and this game that eventually the entire neighborhood became known as Pall Mall. This is also where the king built a home for one of his most famous mistresses, Nell Gwenn. Nell and the king were romantically involved for over a decade, and Nell bore the king two sons. After the birth of her second son, Charles gifted her a house on this street so that she could live nearby the park and he could easily visit his children. Keep an eye out for number 79 on your right-hand side, and you will see a blue plaque that commemorates Nell's home. As the centuries went on, Pall Mall became known for luxury shopping and gentlemen's clubs, such as the Royal Automobile Club at number 89, which has been here since 1908. As you pass, look to the top of that building, where you will clearly see classically carved cherubs driving early versions of cars. As you continue on this walk, you will also pass the monument to the Crimean War on your left, where the most recognizable statue will be that of Florence Nightingale. Opposite her statue, on your right, will be an equestrian statue of King Edward VII and a tall column with a statue of a man on top. That man is Frederick, Duke of York, known as the Grand Old Duke of York, who had this column here built especially for himself, as he felt he deserved a monument after over 40 years of service in the military. Rumor tells us that those who worked with him likely felt otherwise. Today, the influence of Pall Mall carries on. It's the name of a brand of cigarettes, advertised in their heyday as a cigarette of choice for the discerning gentlemen at the clubs here, and also in the National Mall in Washington, D.C., which was named after this stretch of road. Continue your walk toward Trafalgar Square, and cross the street on your left to enter the square and stand by the column before you play the next clip.